disappointing. Sad, and woke up this morning, saw my son. I was like, nah, I ain't gotta go to work today. I was like, man, it's crazy. So tough loss, man. Just gotta work hard in all season, get ready for next year.
Is it more sad that you know that this locker room might change a little bit? Same faces might not be here.
Can't worry about that. I'm not in control of that. All I can do is work and just get ready for next year and get better, man.
Martavis, in your opinion, what changes need to be made?
Hopefully none. Hopefully keep everybody and bring everybody back, man. We worked hard together this year. We developed a lot of chemistry, and I don't want to see that go to waste.
Do you want to be back?
Yes. Of course. I mean, they stuck with me through my whole process. You know, we had a great year this year. It wasn't the best. I mean, I didn't play the best I did, but, hey, I got better each game. And look to build on to it next year.
Do you think you had the right pieces in here to win a championship?
Most definitely, man. We just made killers from state yesterday, and we ain't finished.
Martavis, what changed for you? Because early in the season, you had the trade request. What changed for you that you want to come back now a few months later?
Man, we're just bringing our trophy here, man. I just want to win. Love the guys here, love the coaches, you know. I don't feel like starting that chemistry all over again when you go to a new team, though.
How would you like to see your role evolve in the offense?
Ain't got no control of that, man. All I can do is, you know, get better this offseason. Come back at OTA and show them, you know, that I deserve it more or whatever. And just go from there, man. I mean, it's a long offseason. Got a lot of work to do. The work will be done, and we'll be better next year.
Martavis, how long did it take you to get back to yourself after that year off? Was there a certain turning point where you felt good?
I feel like each day I just came to work, man, just you know, and work. You know, I had a couple of the scratches, but, you know, I didn't let it distract me. I kept working. You know, things started to get better towards the end.
A couple of Jacksonville players are pretty vocal that they thought the Steelers were looking ahead to New England or not, maybe not respecting them. What do you think about that notion?
Say what they want. We wasn't looking past them. We knew they was a good team. I mean, they got a couple good guys on their team, you know, but those guys do a lot of talking. I mean, hats off to those guys. They won, but still next year, man.
Is this team overconfident, you think?
Confidence is great. Why would you be overconfident? I mean, we just didn't finish yesterday, and, you know, we lost. Can't take it back now. All we can do is build on it and get better.
No fans question play calling or different plays or turning points in games. What do you think was the turning point yesterday? Or do you question anything?
I don't question anything. It ain't my call to do that. My job is to go out and play. And, you know, I went out yesterday and gave him my all. It just wasn't enough.
How would you rate A.J. Bouye and Jalen Ramsey among the top corners in the league?
They're two of the top corners in the league. I mean, but they're also human beings. I mean, I'm not going to put them on a higher pedestal or something like that. I mean, they're great guys, you know. Hats off to those guys that played a great game yesterday, and I'll see them next year.
Martavis, would the locker room benefit from just kind of being quieter next year, fewer headlines in between games?
The scratches didn't hurt us this year. We still finished, 13-3? You know, in the regular season, we don't let the scratches come between what we got going on in this locker room. We all the brothers, you know, we work hard together. And, you know, we had a good year. Next year, I hope it'll be even better.